In giving these talks on the mysteries of the kingdom of God, we have thought about the mystery of God, the mystery of godliness, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of God's will, the mystery of the wisdom of God, the mystery of the kingdom of God, the mystery of the resurrection of the saints, and in each case we've spoken very briefly about them. Some of them are quite complex, and I have summarized things just as I'll be summarizing the mysteries we look at this evening. But if anyone wants to know more about them, wants more detail, by all means write to the station, get in contact with us, and we'll give you more information. But this evening I want to look at two mysteries which are joined together in one verse. The mystery of the blindness of Israel and the mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles. Romans 11:25 says, "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in." Now that is an interesting statement. Jews have been rejecting God from the very earliest of days. The opening verses of the prophecy of Isaiah read like this: "The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, but they have rebelled against me." And again, in Jeremiah, and we're just taking a couple of verses as examples, but Jeremiah 2 verses 4 and 5, "Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters." Jews have been rejecting the Lord, and Gentiles have been accepting the Lord for a long time, right in Old Testament times. The book of Jonah is an interesting book, where Jonah is sent to preach to Gentiles, to the Ninevites. And as you read that third chapter, the Ninevites pay attention to the message. They believe God. They turn from their wickedness, and God turns from the evil that he had intended to do to them for the calamity. I use the word evil in that sense, for the judgment that he had intended to bring on them. Gentiles turning to the Lord. There's a marvelous example of it in the book of Ruth, and the person whose name the book takes said this to her mother-in-law Naomi: "Entreat me not to leave thee or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God." And there a Moabitish girl, a Gentile, comes to the God of Israel, the God of the whole earth. Jews have been rejecting the Lord. Gentiles have been accepting the Lord for a long time. But there is a special blindness that has happened to Israel, and a special dispensation of blindness that has come to them. The way the Lord has turned away from the nation as a whole and the way the Gentiles have been brought in such a significant way. These two mysteries are explained in Romans 9, 10 and 11. It would be good for you to read those three chapters. And one thing that will strike you as you read those chapters is that Paul, inspired by the Lord, in unfolding this mystery, quotes liberally from the Old Testament, from Deuteronomy, from Psalms, from Isaiah, from Jeremiah, from Hosea, and from the book of Job, showing that blindness was there in part for Israel for a long, long time, and that the results of it were predicted. But when Christ came and they said they would not have this man to reign over them, when they rejected the Lord, when they refused to acknowledge him as their king, and they said, crucify him, crucify him. And they said, his blood be upon us and upon our children. Very significant things happened. Israel has been a very privileged nation. In Romans 9, verses 3 to 5, Paul says this, for I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises, of whom are the fathers, and of whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all and eternally blessed. The eternally blessed God. The Jews had such privileges. God had chosen them. They're referred to as a chosen nation. Back in Deuteronomy 7 and verse 7 it says, the Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples, but he did choose them. He did guarantee that they would always be there as a nation. Now, what a promise that was the Lord made. We have it in Jeremiah 31, verses 35 to 37. Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinance of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from me, before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus says the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says the Lord. Even in their turning away from the Lord will not cast them off forever. But they have been blinded. They have been set aside. But what we are being told is that it is temporary blindness. And it is blindness in part. That verse I read at the beginning, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. It's just partial blindness. There is a remnant there, as there always was. Chapter 11 and verse 5 in Romans says, even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And as we look out on the world today, there are converted Jews working hard for the salvation of other members of their nation. There's a remnant there. But they have stumbled, and their stumbling has brought a blessing to the Gentiles. It says in chapter 11, verses 11 and 12 of Romans, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. Now, if their fall is the riches of the world, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? The Gentiles have benefited from the turning away of God from the Jewish nation in the way that he has. But it's no cause for boasting among the Gentiles. Verses 17 and 18 of Romans 11. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them became partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. For if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said. Because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Yes, it's a mystery, the blindness of Israel. A mystery which God has unfolded and told us how it happened, why it happened, and what his purposes are. And there's the mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles. But that blindness of Israel, as I said, is temporary. Verse 26 of chapter 11 in Romans goes on to say, and so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, when I will take away their sins. There is a day coming when every Jew in the land of Israel will be a saved person. There are times of great trouble coming on the earth, and particularly for the Jewish nation. And concerning the land of Israel, it says in Zechariah 13 and verse 8, it shall come to pass in all the land, says the Lord, that 2/3 in it shall be cut off and die, but 1/3 shall be left in it. This conversion of the Jewish nation will come about by mass judgment, by severe refining. I will bring the 1/3 through the fire, Zechariah goes on to say in chapter 13 and verse 9. I will bring 1/3 through the fire, will refine them as silver as it refined, and test them as gold is tested. Then will come the fulfillment of what Paul says in those chapters in Romans. The conversion of the nation, but one by one, as individuals, saved as any other people are saved. Then they will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, this is my people. And each one will say, the Lord is my God. What a marvelous future there is for the nation of Israel, even after all of these things. These things are in the wisdom of God, in the will of God, and in the power of God. And just listen to the words that Romans 11 finishes with, reading from verse 28. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the Father. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Yes, blindness has happened to Israel. Salvation has come to the Gentiles. But salvation only comes as individual people accept the Lord. That's how it will come to Israel. That is the only way it can come to you and to me.